This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has approved four new semiconductor projects in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
आज चार सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, दो ओडिशा में, एक पंजाब में और एक आंध्र। 4,594 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम डिजाइन, वेफर, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, पैकेजिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has approved the Lucknow Metro Phase 1B between Charbagh and Vasant Kunj with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहाँ पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है, तो यहाँ पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ 5,801 करोड़ रुपीज से। फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का। तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट होगा। इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा।
The Information and Broadcasting Minister said the government has also given its nod for the Tato second hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt. He said this project will be built in Sri Yomi district of Arunachal Pradesh and this will be constructed within 6 years. He said this project will provide a stable source of electricity in the region and boost regional development. The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025. The bill seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business and ensure the optimum utilization of India's coastline. The bill also seeks to establish and empower state maritime boards for effective management of ports other than major ports and establish the Maritime State Development Council for fostering structured growth and development of the port sector. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal said that the move is a strategic intervention to reposition India's maritime sector for the 21st century. Rajya Sabha has taken up the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. Moving the bill, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said that the government has brought this bill to bring transparency in the election of federations, selection of players within federations and to increase the representation of women. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today hailed the Swamitva scheme as a global model of citizen-centric governance, chairing a high-level survey of India meeting in New Delhi. He highlighted how the initiative empowers citizens to self-map land, reducing reliance on traditional revenue systems. The seventh round of India-Australia Dialogue on Disarmament, Non-Proliferation and Export Control was held in New Delhi today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that the two sides discussed developments in the areas of nuclear, chemical, biological disarmament and non-proliferation conventional weapons, including AI, in military domain. The government had imposed new restrictions on imports of certain jute-based products from Bangladesh. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade yesterday stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nhava Sheva seaport in Maharashtra. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with cuts of nearly 0.5% after swinging between the gains and losses during the intraday trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.